of it a little bit. I think tonight it can help us. My sermons are not original sermons because they're all the Word of God. And but other people preach these things. I remember Brother Domley's preached this sermon before. I think he stole it from me. But he probably stole it from somebody. You know how he is. But I hear something and I'm like, I got to share it with somebody else. And I jotted things down. I kind of rearranged it, I guess. I put some of my own thoughts in it there too. But it just doesn't get away from the truth that's in it. And let's read Romans 8:28 together now. Ready? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You know, I'm glad that we can know something. You know, I'm glad to know that I'm saved. I think of the songs we sang there already tonight, and I think about that wonderful, you know, that assurance we have of our salvation. He saves us completely. He didn't save me partly. He saved me completely, and I'm glad to be able to know what God has done and that we can know some things. And God said we can know all things work together for good. But I have a problem with that sometimes. You ever do that? I'm like, how can this that is something be good? But God's always good. And I hope tonight we might understand a little bit better. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the Word of God, how it speaks to our hearts. And so many truths that are here that something maybe that we might not have really thought about. Maybe we have. Maybe some have heard sermons on this before. Again, it's nothing new. It's always been there. But it's kind of new to me preaching this portion like this tonight. I guess I've always known that all things work together for good, but sometimes have a hard time understanding it. Lord, I pray tonight that our hearts will be open and we be touched by what we hear. And if there be somebody here not saved, that you save them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This verse is oftentimes quoted by people that only quote part of the verse. And they'll start out, they'll say, well, all things work together for good, and they stop right there. Now, it does say that, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. But it goes on to say, to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to His purpose. You know, when I look at my life and I think, you know, God, I love God. I mean, I'm not ashamed of that. Amen. I love God. I know this. I know He loves me. In fact, He loves me more than I love Him. And I cannot capture in my mind the greatness of God's love. But I know how much God loves me, and I wish I loved Him more. I try with all my might to love Him the best I can, but I'll tell you this, I do love God, and I'm concerned about pleasing Him. And so I also know that I've been called and that are called according to His purpose, and I know I'm where God wants me to be and doing what God wants me to do. God called me to be a preacher a long time ago when I was a teenage boy. You know, right after I got saved, God said, I want you to preach. And it was kind of more like, I want you in full-time service. And I didn't really think about it being preaching. I don't know what full-time service is without preaching, but that's what I surrendered to. Ever since then, decided I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And I've had so many people ask me lately, I guess because I've been sick and everything, well, you're going to retire. No, I'm not going to retire because I've got to be doing what God wants me to do. I've never felt called to retire. Now, God may have to put me down where I'll have to. It may be a point where, you know, I just can't get up here and preach, but hey, it's Sunday night and I'm preaching, so that's a good sign. I may die in the middle of it, but it's a good sign. And you say, well, he died doing what he wanted to do. But the thing is that, you know, that if you love God and you're doing what God called you, God didn't call everybody to preach. God called you to be a good dad, a good husband, a good mom, a good wife, a good grandfather. You paying attention? What are you laughing at? Good grandmother? Not one spoils a kid bratty, amen? But you know, God has calling on all of our lives. What we do. You know, I look at the young folks and I think God has a calling for their life. Something God wants them to do in their lives. And God made a promise to us, and He said, as we read, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. And And I know that some of the things that happen good in our life are for our own good. And well, let me back up a little bit. All the things that happen in our life, if we love God, are for good. And even when God has to judge us about things, it's really something good. Because judgment brings us into a place where we can get the blessing. When God chastens his child, it means to draw him back where he ought to be. He doesn't want us to go on living in sin and bless us in the sin. He chastens us to bring us back to that place of blessing. But I know that all things are good according to the Lord, what he does. And I'm not saying all things that we do are good. Sometimes we do bad things. Cussing, lying, and cheating is bad things. Don't think for a moment it's a good thing. It's a bad thing. But we know that what God said, for we know that all things work together for good, that God works things in our lives for the good, even if it's a chastening of us. But I think about in the Christian life, it's not about just me. I know that I find myself oftentimes just praying for myself. You know, when you get sick, who do you pray for? Yourself. You know, I'm always like, Lord, please. I mean, every morning, my wife knows this. I pray for my doctors. I pray for myself over and over again. I feel guilty sometimes, but I don't think it's wrong for me to pray for myself. I've run into people before and said, well, I pray for everything but myself. That's selfish. No, it isn't. God wants us to pray about everything. And we can pray about the things in our own life and what God can do. But I know it's not all about me. It's about other people too. It's about the Lord. God wants me to pray for myself, but I believe God wants me to pray for others, and I believe God wants me to be blessed, but I think he wants to take the blessing that he gives me to be a blessing to other people. The blessings that we're talking about here, that all things work together for good to them that love God, I believe that those good things can be a blessing to people who are not a part of my realm of life, really. But my realm of life can make a difference in their life. I love the blessings each and every day, but I want to share the blessings with someone else. That's what I'm doing tonight. I have been blessed. You say, well, you got multiple myeloma. I have been blessed. Yeah, that disease is not something good, but I have been blessed. I thought about, what if I had not the Lord? No hope. I just look what the doctor wrote on that paper up on that dry board, and I say, well, might as well forget about it. But I have somebody who makes a difference in my life. I get blessings from them. And I begin to think about this. You know, the Lord has enough good, has enough to go around, the blessings, enough to go around to everyone. That God gives me blessings in the troubled times and the difficult times. I love God. I'm doing what God wants me to do, and God blesses me. But God blesses me not just for myself, but to help me to be a blessing to someone else. I got a text. I was going to copy it off, but I forgot to do it. If you listen to the radio broadcast on WJFM or even WVGV this week, I preached a little part of the sermon of turning a curse into a blessing. Remember that sermon a couple weeks ago? And a man was leaving traditions on Saturday morning. He lives down in Bedford. He was leaving traditions, and he texted me on the church website. He said, thank you for that message. He said, I'm battling prostate cancer. He's had a lot of difficulty in it. He told me about what they did in Pittsburgh for him, and he's been going through a lot of difficulty, and he said, I just felt so empty and so low. And he says, you don't know what that message meant to me. And I thought about this message here. And God blessed me, but I didn't want to just have it myself. I want to share it with someone else. That's why I preached it to you. That's why it's on the radio. I don't know how many times it's going to be brought up on the radio, but that man left this long, long message on there, and he says, I want to thank you for preaching that. It helps me have hope. The blessings that God gives to us can be shared and go around to other people. And so when I pray for myself, I'm reminded I need to pray for others too. But I was thinking, what are the things that God says? And we know that he said all things work together for good. My thought is, all things? No, good things work for good. But God said all things, and I believe every word is important, isn't it? He said all things. And I'm like, how can all things be for good? How can it be? Well, when you really think about it, this could be just about anything. Because it says all things. But our thinking that God can take a bunch of good things and come out, and it come out good, that seems like it makes sense. But see, it doesn't seem to make sense when how God can take even some bad things in our life and turn it out for good. But he does. How can you say when you find you have cancer that there's any good? Because God's involved. There's still a heaven. And there's still a will that God has on earth. And there ain't no doctor says how long you have. God says how long we have. Just got to give them all that you have. This morning I talked about cookies. I thought about them today. Have you? I thought about the cookies this morning. I guess because I like cookies. My sermon was on my mind about I was going to preach tonight that I brought that up about the cookies. Most people like cookies. I like just pretty much every kind except ones with rice in them. I don't know where that came from. You know what we had this afternoon? Chinese, which had rice. I ate a little bit of it, but they don't taste like coconut. Probably one of the most loved cookies in the world is chocolate chip cookies. And that's what Brother Donnelly used to preach about that. And I'd have to pretty much admit to that, that they're pretty much the most good cookies, most asked for. I know we live in Pennsylvania. Probably a lot of you say, oh, no, preacher. It's peanut butter. Right, Zach? Peanut butter cookies. I mean, that's it. He does. You cut his skin, he bleeds peanut butter. Cut him after the service. Watch. No, you got your knife? No, you're safe. All right. But you know, one thing is most people like peanut butter cookies. Or peanut butter. Excuse me. Chocolate chip cookies. And there's a few nuts out there too. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather have an Oreo cookie. Not the thick stuff. Not the weird stuff. But the nice creamy white stuffing in the middle. And a glass of cold white milk. Where you hold it by the edge and you dip it in the milk until it almost falls apart. Amen? And then you pull it up before it falls apart and you catch it in your mouth and it just oozes over your teeth. I mean, you look at your wife and you smile and she goes, oh, no. You know, I'm going to go, kiss me, baby. Maybe I shouldn't have this microphone on. It's picking up everything. I like those kind of cookies. I don't know if I keep talking about it. If you see my car at the dollar store, you'll know what's going on. And if they're out of Oreo cookies, I'm gonna be mad at somebody in this church. But the truth of the matter is, you can hardly beat a chocolate chip cookie. It's easy for us to go to Walmart and pick up a bunch of cookies, but think about it. Someone had to make them. As I said this morning about making them from scratch. For our illustration, talking about this, I want to talk about it as being made from scratch. And I asked my wife about that, and she helped me out with giving me a recipe. I'm not really good at recipes. I believe this is my first sermon with a recipe. So, ladies, if you want copies of it for $4.95 plus shipping, I can send you this on your email. But I began to look and see what all the things that went involved in a chocolate chip cookie. You say, how in the world could this be a spiritual message? Just hang on. Because I believe a truth is found here in something that you make as simply as making chocolate chip cookies. One of the things is used, this is for 48 servings, which is a good bit of servings. Well, it needs enough for me. But they say you need 2 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour. How many of you in here would say, oh man, that sounds delicious? How many of you would just sit there and take a spoon and just eat flour? Yuck. Have you ever tried it before? I'm sure some of you, when you're kids and crazy, or teenager, or just maybe yesterday, when you were crazy and you try it, you could sit there and take a bite of that, and it's like, blah, blah. But that's part of chocolate chip cookies. It's something that's not tasty. It's something that you would not want to have. Secondly, there was 1 teaspoon of baking soda. I don't know about you, but I wrote this, again, yuck. I can't say that I ever tasted baking soda. Anybody in here ever tasted it? All right, does it taste good? It's horrible. But it's a part of chocolate chip cookies. Seth, you like chocolate chip cookies? You love them. But you don't like the other, you wouldn't eat the flour. Wouldn't eat the teaspoon of baking soda. And then it says a half a teaspoon of salt. I'll be honest with you, I like salt in my taters. I can't imagine in my chocolate chip cookies. But it is. You look on the back of the box, you'll even see it. I mean, when your wife cooks it from scratch, you look on the back and it. Oh my, maybe we ought to turn the video off. We don't have video in here, do we? All right, but the salt, but to sit there and eat a half a teaspoon of salt, it would be again like, but it's a part of the chocolate chip cookies. This one may be all right with you, but I like butter. I like butter on my bread. I like butter on my toast. My bread and my toast buttered, but it said 1 cup of butter softened. I know sometimes kids get that way. Can I just have a bite of that? And it's like, oh man, sounds like guilty ones down here. I don't know. But you just take a bite of butter, and like to me, it's like, oh wow. But put it on my toast, it sounds good. Sounds good, tastes good. 3/4 cup of granulated sugar. Well, I like sugar. Most of us do. 3/4 cup, yeah. I like, you ever have toast, you put some butter on it, and then take a little bit of sugar, shake on it, call it sugar toast, you ever do that? Kids, it's bad for you, don't do it. But us adults, we're allowed. But it tastes so good, I haven't had that in years. I got a feeling I might have that tomorrow morning. 3/4 packed, I'm guessing smashed down, brown sugar. I've never been a real fan of brown sugar. I'll be honest with you, I don't even like the taste. I don't even like the smell of it. My wife, she goes, here, this is, I said, what's it, brown sugar? She goes, put it away, and I go to put it away. I'm like, oh, man, I don't even like the smell of it. What's an ingredient? And then there's 1 egg. I'll be honest with you, I prefer mine fried. But they crack that egg and stick it in there and shake it all up, and then 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate. And you know, even the semi-sweet chocolate, I like milk chocolate. But it is something when you put it all together, chocolate chip cookies, that we would, that kids and adults alike would stand in line to buy and to have. And so then what happens, it's all mixed together. And you look at it, you know, were you ever one of those kids that liked to lick the spoon? Yeah, we did. My brothers, there's 4 of us boys, we'd fight over who gets to lick the spoon. And so we all licked it, put it back in there. I mean, everybody got sick afterwards. And we figured this, if we licked it and stuck it back in, the next one wouldn't want it. But our brothers were brave. I don't care if you licked it or not. Put it in there for the next one. And poor John, he was the last one on there. And John, I don't care about anything. He just ate it. But those chocolate chip cookies then get put in the fire in the oven. To me, that don't sound too good either. My wife preheats the oven. When I hear the bell go off for preheat, I think it's done. You know, ding. I go, does that mean it's done? She goes, no, that just means it's ready to put in the oven. She slides those things in there. We sit there and we watch and we wait. And it has to heat up really hot for it to become good. I'm starting to understand a little bit what God was saying. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are called according to a purpose, to his purpose. Those things that don't seem so good to us, the all-purpose flour, the baking soda, the salt, the butter, granulated sugar, the brown sugar, the egg. How in the world could those things all be good put together? But we know this, they are. And when God allows some things to happen in our life that we don't understand, we think, how can this be good? God says, I'm making something beautiful here. I'm making you a blessing. Why, most of those things don't even taste good. It's amazing how God can make something good out of something that don't seem too good to us. The things that don't look good and things that don't really taste good to us are necessary. I understand why. I understand why sometimes life is taken from us so early. Not only of ourselves, but our loved ones. I don't understand sometimes, but I know that God's good. I know that God can bring a blessing even when we have to say goodbye. God can bring a blessing when the sickness comes, when a child is taken. But when it's all put together, it's necessary. The cookies are mixed and baked. I'll be honest with you, they even smell good cooking, don't they? They say about houses, you know, when people want to show a house for sale, they tell you, bake some cookies before the people come to look at the house. Because that puts them in a sense of like, ooh, this smells good in here. And it does. You know, bake some cookies to get the smell. It does matter how you smell. If your house smells like a barn, you got a problem. Oh, yeah, I think I love cow manure. That's just good. I mean, pig manure is my favorite, but cow manure will be all right. I'd rather sell some cookies, wouldn't you? Yeah, any day. I mean, even if your house isn't trying to sell it, I'll tell you what, ladies, someday just bake some cookies or bake some bread. That'll do it, too. Your husband comes home and he goes, what smells so good? And you'd say this, me. He'd come over there and he'd get real close to you and hug you and go, no, it's not you. Get out of the way, woman. But I remember when Mom would make us cookies, she didn't just make them for one of us. I had three brothers, Tim, Dave, and John. And us four boys, we'd watch the timer in the oven get ready. I think I mentioned it this morning a little bit. Because we were waiting to eat those fresh, warm cookies. After all those ingredients that maybe we weren't too thrilled about, and we didn't ask Mom if we could have a taste of them. All those ingredients blessed all of us. But here's the thing. Sometimes the cookies were not for just us boys. My mom would sometimes make cookies for other people. Many of you have done that too. I think about, you know, how that, Mom would sometimes just, she'd have those cookies out and we'd come in. Oh, smell cookies, Mom said. I made them. Don't you touch them. I said, why not? She would say, they're for so-and-so. Maybe with someone in the neighborhood who's been sick or something, and Mom made those and was going to wrap them up and send them over as soon as they cooled, wrap them up and send them over to a neighbor's house or somebody else. They weren't always for us. Others got the blessings of all the things were included in the ingredients as it worked together for good. But understand this, the cookies made for you can bless others too. I wasn't able to be home for Christmas. I was hoping so bad to be home. And I was in the Alzheimer's unit, you know, and the only halfway normal one in that unit there. And they had said that they thought I could go home for the day. I was so excited about it, and then I just didn't get any better there. And they thought it was too dangerous for me to try to just leave and come back. Didn't think I could do it, and I really didn't because it was hard enough for me just to go where I did. But they got a room ready for us, the big room there, and all my family came. I think it was, 28 of us there. That day we had a Christmas party for my family, and it was a blessing what they did for us over there. We had a nice time. But during the Christmas time, many of you sent us cookies. And I have to tell you this, I really enjoyed them. But we had more cookies than we could eat. But there was people there at the home that worked with me. Took care of me. And I'd sit, we'd sit, my wife and I, we'd sit them out there on the tray, and they'd come in and say, hey, how about some cookies? Some of them, I guess, maybe they weren't supposed to. Maybe they thought they, you know, I was one of the Alzheimer's units that went and licked all the stuff off and put them back in. You heard about the preacher went in and saw a bowl of nuts there, and he started eating that bowl of nuts one at a time, and he talked so long, and he finally said to the lady, he said, hey, I'm sorry, I ate all your nuts there. She goes, that's all right. I already sucked all the chocolate off of them. Well, I'm on a roll tonight, aren't I? I don't know what you gave me for medicine, but I like that stuff. But I said it out, and I think of that one lady, I can't even think of her name now, that she lived down there by Chuck. Place there down the road, Chris. She would do anything for us. She knew that I was not where I was supposed to be in that room. She believed I was okay. She said, you just ask anything, just let us know. And boy, I'd ring that bell, she'd come running. And she'd get take care of things for me. And I'd say, Chris, would you like some cookies? And she looked in and she'd go, oh, I love these. I said, help yourself. She took it, popped it in her mouth, and went running to go take care of the next person. I remember she'd come back, I'd say, hey, Chris, how about another cookie? And she goes, oh, I probably shouldn't, but okay. You know what? The blessings for me became blessings for her because of you being a blessing to me. Shared the blessings. This is what it's talking about, I believe. That God blesses us, not just for us, but for them. Meaning, I think, other people along the way. The Bible says all things. That means good, sweet-tasting things and the things that don't taste so good in ingredients. But I thought, how amazing it is that bitter things can make something taste good. My disease is bitter. To be honest with you, I have some very difficult times. I have days when I cry. I just say, Lord, if I could just touch the hem of your garment. Lord, if you just could come down and just touch me. I don't like feeling the way I feel a lot of the time. I like the way I feel right now in church, though. But I found this, that even with this old disease, I still take the pills and get the shots and the infusions. I'd have to say those things are not tasty. But in this disease, I found a lot of tasty things. Blessings of how real God is. And how he blesses. I used to take every day for granted. I take every day as a special gift from God. Well, I grumble through some of them. My wife gets on me, she should have been called to preach. But I know this, that all things work together for good. For me and for others. I think what we need to do is just get to this place where we start sharing the blessings. When you go through trouble, you know, when you go through a great time, you want to tell them, boy, God's been really good. Boy, we did this, we had this, and this was so much, this is so great. And I think share those blessings because they're a blessing. I think about your week this past week was a great week. His dad was so excited about picking him up, I don't understand that part. When we picked him up and he was saying about a great week he had. You know what? I'm glad he had a great week, but it blesses me that he had a great week. Blesses mom and dad, and blesses you too, I'm sure. Oh, he had to be away from home, which was probably a good thing. But, yeah, because all the attention was on the little boy. Now there's been the grandson, you know, so you're like nothing. And, but I thank the Lord we can share the good things God does in our life. But we can share how that God takes all the ingredients and makes something good out of it. Yeah, but no, yeah, buts. God's good all the time. You say, well, preacher, what happens if, you know, death comes in my family? You can thank the Lord for the time you had with that family. Thank the Lord there's a heaven. Thank God for that. But I think what we need to do sometimes is just share the cookies. The Bible says, to them, I just feel like the Lord doesn't want me to eat the whole batch of cookies by myself. If you could see the eyes of these girls right now, their eyes like, you guys aren't too thrilled, but the girls, they're like, I know what's in that bag. Here they are, genuine imitation hand-baked cookies. I like chocolate chip cookies. I'm not going to read the back of the box. Look at that. Ooh. Yeah. Good job, soft ones, in fact. Mmm, my. I like chocolate chip cookies. They were made for me. I love chocolate chip cookies. Bill, go. Get away from the door. A bunch of elves? Let them in.
I need a drink of water.
Oh, it was good. I love chocolate chip cookies. But you know what I think God wants me to do? Enjoy them. I think God says, hey, wait a minute. Look at those boys on the front row. It looks like they'd like to have chocolate chip cookie too. Well, I think they just might. I tell you what, would you go get my chair over there in that room? I don't know if it'd take one of you, two of you. No, my roller chair in there. My fancy wheelchair. Now, when I smile at you and you're going out and I have chocolate chips in my teeth, don't just kind of like, but you know, God speaks to my heart and says, you know what, you got the chocolate chip cookies. Just come on, sit right up here. It's right there. Well, good. You didn't become a sissy down there in Florida. All right, good. So I'm sitting here and I'm eating my cookies, having a good time, and I look at these guys and I think, you know what they like to. Would you like a chocolate chip cookie? Come on up here and sit down with me. Let's have a little party here. I'm gonna enjoy. We're gonna share. All right. Go ahead, take one. All right, good. Have a seat there. Want one? All right, come on up here. Don't eat that one with a bite out of it. Mrs. Biter had that one. Okay, there you go. You want one too? Sure, come on. Let's share this here, all right? Good, good. Have a seat there. No. Sit in here, right there. Oh, ye of little faith. You all right? Poor Noah. He's like a bologna sandwich. He's the bologna in the middle of it. we'll have to try it when brother Coral's here. We'll do that and put you in the middle between me and him. Well, I like that. Enjoy those cookies. You haven't even taken a bite out of them yet. Go ahead. You can eat them. Of course, your moms are going to have to vacuum when we're done. But all righty now. You girls like cookies too, don't you? All right, let's see here. Take me down there. Might need to help him. A little bit farther, a little bit farther. Take me farther and we'll turn around. Are you there? Oh. All right, that's far enough, good enough. This is fun, Sharon. You want a cookie? Come on on. Now, this is going to be a little tight squeeze, too, but we're going to work on it. All right? Here you go. Help yourself. All right. You want a cookie, too? Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. Good. You want one? All right. Come on up. You know the right answer is yes, everyone. All right. Good. How are we doing on space? Oh, baby. We're going to have another Noah moment here. All right. Come on. Your turn now. I should have called your in first. You want a cookie, too? Yeah. There you go. Help yourself. Oh, they're good ones. They're all shaking as they go down. Like, oh, isn't this fun? Are they good? Nice and soft. You know what? I'm having more fun eating chocolate chip cookies with my friends. I'm sharing the blessing I got. But I would think, Elijah, you want a cookie? No? You don't want one? Right.
He's like, I ain't going up there. There ain't no room on that side anymore for anybody.
Hey, Mark, you want a cookie? Hey, you want to take... You need to get out. No, get the guy in the middle out. Come on, Noah. Get out and breathe. Take back that... Mark back there. Mark wants to have a cookie. All right, there you go. Take one back there to him. Hey, Bill, you want a cookie? All right, come on up here. Oh, I get a cookie there. Yeah, there you go. All right, Bill, you're what do you call him? No, what's he call his? Poppy. Yeah, Poppy, go ahead and eat one. Don't give any of the elves. I ain't got that many. Walden, you like cookies? What? You play football. You ought to like cookies. What if we force feed you one? All right, we won't do that. Dan, you want a cookie? Daniel takes cookie. All right, there we go. We got another one. How you girls doing? Still doing well with cookies? Yeah, well, some got them already eaten. You guys got yours eaten already? Oh, man, all right. Anybody else want a cookie? Anybody? All right, come on back, Noah. Girls, you want another cookie? Oh, look, we got one. This one's not even done. She's going, me, give me one. You want another one? Sure, yeah. How about you? All right. Look at them. Isn't that cool? Oh, I'm sorry. You get it? There you go. But you know what? I didn't get that whole bag, but I got a joy. I was sharing these cookies, sharing the blessing. That a bunch of stuff in those cookies don't taste good. But made every one of these kids happy. Several of you men in here happy. And made us all smile. Realize what a blessing. It must be true. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. I wish I didn't have this disease. But you know what this disease has caused us all to do? Pray more. I've got notes from every one of these kids. Preacher, I pray for you. Many from you folks here, preacher, I pray for you all the time. Many of you pray for me more than ever before, and I thank the Lord. I've heard some say, I pray more than I ever did. All things work together for good. We've become a tender church, more so. I always thought we have been, but I think we're more so now. We're a together church. All things work together for good. Not just the disease is good for working out good for me, but it's caused a blessing upon other people. Where that man left me that message and said, that helped me. I'm just going to believe God's word. Amen. Because it's true. You see, our blessings, as little as a little pack of cookies tonight. How much did it cost? I don't know. $3 and something. Brought a lot of joy to these kids. Brought a lot of joy to us. God can take something that doesn't taste so good and make good out of it. Let's don't get mad at God. Let's thank God. And we know, well, we should know that, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Works out good for me, but it works good for all of us if I share the blessings. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time tonight. Thank you for this opportunity to share the message you laid in my heart. Not a deep message for sure, simple. almost childish. But sometimes we need to become like a child to learn the truths. And Father, to see, I believe, a good illustration tonight, what we're talking about. Nothing original. Others have done it. But Father, you spoke to our hearts tonight because Holy Spirit, I believe, is with us. And no matter what we go through, may we be a blessing to other people. As much as some things are hard and don't taste good, when we put it in the realm of God, it comes out good. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for all you do for us. With our heads bowed, our eyes closed, kid, you can go back to your seats now. Thank you for your helping us there. But maybe God spoke to your heart tonight. Take that which has happened in your life and let God use it. Maybe tonight, if you're not sure you're saved, you need to come and trust the Lord as your Savior. I believe this with all my heart. If you'd ask Him to save you, He would save you tonight. You can walk out those doors knowing that you're on your way to heaven. You do what God says. It will not be the music, but there's still the Spirit of God is here. Let God have your way. If God spoke to your heart, the altar is open. You do what God says. Father, bless now in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You come as God.